There have been times where all of us have wanted a do-over. You race it out the door, drop the kids off at school, and get to work on time. You forgot to put the lid on your coffee, spill it all over yourself and your front seat. You want a do-over. Could be a first date, could be a job interview. You're asked a question that you couldn't have possibly answered any worse. You want a do-over. 3-foot putt for eagle, left 2 feet short. We all want a do-over. Bemidji State wanted one last night. 28 seconds into the game, they've got a power play. A minute later, they've got another power play. A few minutes after that, they've got a 5-minute major power play. And they're down 1-0. They wanted a do-over. That much special teams play early. Good chunk of the roster didn't play a whole lot in that first period. They all wanted a do-over. The Beavers, Tory Lund.
I guess it's all really mental at that point. Like you said, a lot of special teams, weird first period on the road especially. So it's tough to get into rhythm, but it's all mental. I mean, if you think, oh, I haven't played much because of the special teams, then you're not going to play when you get out there. So it's just all mental, I'd say.
After two periods, they still wanted a do-over. Vince Corcoran.
We had our own five. We killed off their five, and you know, there's two teams that had to do the same exact thing, so there's no excuses.
Even this morning, they still wanted a do-over. Jake McClain.
Definitely no excuse. We definitely need to come out a lot harder tonight.
And head coach Tom Ceratori. They all wanted a do-over.
I never like having power plays, especially like a 5-on-3 early. It's never, you know, all my years of doing this, it never benefits you. And what it does, it sets you back if you don't score. And then we get the 5-minuter, and again, it just kind of escalated from there, and we just didn't have a lot of juice. And again, they outworked us. Their penalty kill outworked our power play. And what happens is that, you know, they're playing on their toes, and they smelled blood.
Connor McLennan, backhand, turns it over. Lucas Wallen, shorthanded. Wallen drives towards the net. Shot and a goal. Shorthanded goal for St. Thomas. A turnover in front of the Tommy bench turns into a 1-0 shorthanded goal. St. Thomas leads it. Right back up the wall, and it's flipped to center by Tory Lund. Jake McClain, nifty little drop pass back for Lund. Shoot, scores! Penalty was upcoming as Jackson Panzer was getting held out front, and Tory Lund puts it in 5-hole, and Bemidji State is on the board. Tory Lund low to the ice, and Bemidji State answers. Left circle, a shot and a goal. It's 4-1 St. Thomas. That took them 10 seconds. They scored their last power play goal in 10 seconds. This one took 6. Shot from the right side circle. Big rebound off of Raythan Robbins to the left circle, and a one-timer popped in by Ryan O'Neill. 5-1. Bemidji State gets a second chance to right the ship, salvage the weekend. Game 2, Beavers and the Tommies from St. Thomas. Corner Bar pregame show next on the Beaver Radio Network.